Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, October 30th, 2018. On this day in 1938, Orson Welles broadcast his radio play of H.G. Wells's The War of the Worlds, causing anxiety in some of the audience in the United States. Jewish organizations want to discuss the future of Jews and Judaism in the Federal Republic of Germany at a congress or symposium in Berlin. Representatives will meet at the Jewish Future Conference under the motto, Weil ich hier leben will, or Because I Want to Live Here, from November 5th to 11th. The organizers, including the Leo Baeck Foundation in Berlin and New York, and the Berlin Cultural Administration, announced that the approximately 1,000 participants want to ascertain the perspectives of Jewish life in Germany. As outlined in the Berliner Morgenpost, anti-Semitic incidents and growing criticism of Israel are perceived with concern. But among young Jews, there is also confidence in their life in Germany. The meeting will reflect the diversity of Jewish life. More and more Jews from all over the world are being drawn to Berlin. It is now estimated that between 20 and 30,000 Jews now live in the city. In addition, there are tens of thousands of Israelis for whom Berlin is an inviting place. The symposium is supported by several organizations, including the Central Council of Jews and the Jewish Community of Berlin, in cooperation with the Berlin Cultural Administration and the Federal Agency for Civic Education. The defense of the Syrian man who attacked two men wearing kippahs in April has withdrawn the appeal of the court decision. The attacker was sentenced at first instance for dangerous bodily harm and insult. The trial in the second instance was planned for Wednesday and is now dropped, and the decision is legally binding. In June, the 19-year-old was sentenced by the District Court Tiergarten to 4 weeks' imprisonment under juvenile criminal law. The sentence had already been served, however, because he had been remanded into custody. The Syrian had admitted to insulting an Arab Israeli and a German Moroccan in Prenzlauer Berg, and then to beating one of the young men with his belt. Both of the attacked men wore a kippah, and the 21-year-old Israeli was slightly injured. A passerby from Hamburg intervened and helped the two men, and she will be awarded the Prize for Civil Courage Against Right-Wing Radicalism, Antisemitism, and Racism on Monday in Berlin. The attack caused outrage nationwide and triggered a wave of solidarity, as well as a debate about antisemitism in Germany. The current year is drawing to a close, and 2019 is only 2 months away. Many Berliners had hoped that they would be able to look forward to an additional holiday as early as 2019, as the Red Red Green Coalition wants to introduce. While the debate is still not over, a date is now emerging, which points to International Women's Day on March 8th. The greatest advocate of this idea is SPD representative and deputy state leader Iris Spranger. Since June, she has been collecting signatures for her project as part of an online petition, and around 28,000 people have joined her, including the Green Member of Parliament, Katrin Schmidberger, and some members of the Left Party. Spranger stated that they will present the proposal at the SPD State Party Conference and are firmly assuming that the Women's Day will get a majority. Green's faction leader, Antje Kapik, is also open to the idea, stating that, quote, I personally have very great sympathy for Women's Day. Many of her party members also consider March 8th to be the right choice. However, according to Kapik, the talks were still going on, adding that she would be in favor of drawing up a short list, which Parliament would then vote on. The socialist wing of the Left Party is skeptical about Women's Day, however. It considers May 8th as the day of liberation from National Socialism to be the right occasion. At a party conference, the Left had declared itself in favor of May 8th, 2020, as a one-of holiday, which, following an agreement with the SPD and the Greens, is now also to come. In coalition circles, it is therefore assumed that the left cannot fundamentally close its mind to March 8th, not least because it was already an important day of honor in the GDR. In addition to March 8th and May 8th, numerous other proposals for a 10th holiday are also up for debate. In the summer, the governing mayor, Michael Mueller of the SPD, had spoken out in favor of March 18th to pay tribute to the March Revolution of 1848. Also, the 9th of November, when the Weimar Republic was proclaimed in 1918, is mentioned again and again, but many consider this date difficult because of the pogrom night of the 9th of November, 1938. Starting Thursday, guests can support the Berliner Tafel and also the Kalte Hilfe in almost 70 Berlin restaurants. In the Suppe mit Sinn, or Soup with Purpose campaign, the restaurants offer soup or another dish, of which €1 goes to the Berliner Tafel, as the association announced on Monday. The Tafel needs the money in the cold season, especially for the support of emergency accommodations, night cafes, and warming rooms. Among others, the Buchholz restaurant on the Britz Estate, the Nobelhart and Schmutzig in Kreuzberg, and the Garafa restaurant in Tiergarten are participating. The Tafel is looking for more restaurants to reach the target of 100. The campaign ends on February 28th, and the idea came from the Vienna Tafel. Tafeln, or food banks, are charity organizations that collect and redistribute food towards ones in need. There are about 900 Tafeln in Germany. The Kalte Hilfe, or cold relief, provides warm spots and sleeping spaces across Berlin. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.